And welcome everybody to a Halloween edition of RP Grinders. I'm your host this week, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eerie Eric. I don't have a name for you, Breakman. Breakman the ballistic? I don't know. The barbarian? I don't know.
Breakman the bloody.
The bloody! There you go. And the stealthy one himself. Stealthy is a very scary trait.
Good.
Stealth the serial killer, for sure. And we're being joined by the mugger, Moria.
Serial candy eater.
Yeah. There you go. Moria, what is up? How are you guys doing today? This is episode, what episode is this? 315? Episode 315 of RP Grinders. Special Halloween, super short edition of RP Grinders. Everybody wants to get out with the trick-or-treaters and parties and everything else. So
yeah, I gotta get my candy. Let's get this shit going.
All right, let's get this shit on the road, guys. Eric, why don't we start with the news, man?
With the news, we've got all four articles are from Silicon Era.
Okay.
But, Sword Art Online, a lost song, will be localized into English. So it won't be the only Sword Art Online game in English. Bandai Namco Games is working on an English localized version of the PlayStation 3 action RPG, Sword Art Online, Lost Song 2. And it doesn't say it's going to be bringing it to the US and Europe, but you'll be able to play it in English if you buy the Asian version, at least. But they're probably going to bring it over.
Hmm. All right.
I thought I heard something about them relocalizing or like fixing the translation of the one that's already out.
No,
yeah, good luck with that.
All I read is that they said that they're using a different team or whatever for this version, so it won't look like shit.
Hmm. All right.
Not like that particular flavor of shit, anyway.
Yeah. It might still be shit, but it might be better.
Yeah, it might be better.
Is this chunky shit or like diarrhea type? Smooth shit? I mean, what kind of shit is this?
Hey, I'm eating stew. You need to shut the fuck up.
It's stew shit.
Shit stew.
Yeah, right. Shit stew. There you go. All right, Breakman, I don't know if you have your links up. Do you have your links
up?
Yeah,
I do.
All right.
Coming to us undead from Silicon Era.
I love it. Right on, man.
Demon Gaze, developer's latest DRPG, crawls to Vita in January 2015.
You're just
Team
waiting for
Muramasa's that. Muramasa's next major dungeon crawler, the Stranger of the Village of the Sword.
Whatever the stat's name.
I hope that's its name. The Stranger of the Village of the Sword, the Black Palace, is on its way to PlayStation Vita. Similar to the Shin Megami Tensei series, there's a branching story and a neat ambush system where you can set up traps for monsters to drop specific loot. And they said neat ambushes. I have no idea. The PlayStation Vita version has an added ranking system, a time attack mode where you can compare your dungeon crawling skills with other players. The Stranger of the Village of the Sword is scheduled to come out on January 22nd for the Vita.
Looks interesting.
The game is also out for PC and 360 in Japan.
Yeah, it looks interesting. There's not a ton of information on it, but that I know of. Maybe Eric knows a little more than I do, but it looks okay. Stealth, do you know anything about this game? Did we lose Stealth?
Not much, actually.
All right. Yeah, see, it's kind of an enigma wrapped in a whatever you call it.
I wonder who the hipster that named this game was.
Yeah. Oh, dude, we've talked about this before.
If this gets localized, it's probably just going to be called The Stranger of the Swordsman's Village.
That would be better. Stranger of the Village of the Sword.
I would rather change it entirely.
Yeah.
And they probably will.
Hey, Mug, you're kind of coming in breaking up. But this next story comes to us live. Undead, as Breakman so put it, from Silicon Era. Valkyria Chronicles reaches PC on November 11th. They've officially announced it. It's going to be $20. It'll include DLC that was available for the original PS3 version. The DLC includes Hard EX mode, Edie's mission, Enter the Edie Detachment, Salveria's mission, Behind Her Blue Frame, and Challenge of the ED Detachment. So there you go.
And it will be in 1080p and 60fps.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
So yeah, no more Durant hacks, because Sega knows how to get shit done.
Right.
Since when?
Well, lately, when they put their minds to it, they know.
Lately, they've been.
So historically, over the course of the since the 90s, they really haven't.
Yeah. All right, Eric.
Am I sounding better, by the way?
When it comes to PC, yeah, it's
much better. Much better. Much better, Moria. All right, Eric, last story, buddy.
They're not known for doing shitty PC ports.
Yeah. All right, Eric, last story.
Not as of late, anyway.
Okay. Maybe I'm just thinking of, like, I know Ubisoft and Capcom are, but...
Mm. All right, what do we got next, Eric?
We've got first gameplay arrives from Dark Norse Fantasy Action RPG E-Tier.
Uh-huh.
This is also from Silicon Era. Says, let's just go out right and say it. E-Tier has the pixel majesty of, say, Hyperlight. I was thinking more like Sword Brothers Sorcery. Yeah. But, or that other game we saw, that Witchmarsh game.
I don't think I'd mind. I'm looking at the gameplay now. I don't think I mind the pixelization as much as I like how dislike how slow this character goes about its business.
Anyways, it says, but the heavy stamina based combat of Dark Souls. Now that's out of system, let's look at what else this game promises. It says the story is based on mythology. Name E-Tier refers to black poisonous substance that has found its way inside Yggdrasil. Mm-hmm. And basically, that's the darkness, and you have to defeat monsters now. So yay!
It looks cool.
It looks kind of like a Diablo-esque, but more Dark Souls-esque, I guess, based on how you approach combat.
Yeah,
you have to take it slow, and you don't fight hordes of enemies all at once.
Yeah, it does look cool. I've got no issues with that. The only thing I would say is that the character moves around super slow. Wyland is in chat. He just put in the Diablo Nightmare Edition statue that he bought. It looks awesome. It's very expensive.
No, go ahead and say what he said.
What did he say?
No, I'm not saying it.
Yeah, I'll be delighted to know, Frank, that apparently there's no Kickstarter for it, so it's being done. It's being funded by the developers.
Yeah, that's really cool. I enjoy that. That's really cool. Wyland also says, Breakman sucks. I mean, happy Halloween!
Unless, of course, they do an announcement later where they do set up a Kickstarter. I haven't actually looked at their blog.
Yeah. Welcome, chat, Dungeon Buster. Nice to see you in chat. It's going to be a shortened edition of RP Grinders today. We already went through all of our news. We started a tad early, so... we only had four stories, so it was not much going on, thankfully, and we can
of
all
terror, four stories of terror.
Yeah, not, four stories.
Not much going on, in, you know, as far as RPG, you know, news goes. Anyway,
yeah,
plenty of other shit happening.
Yeah, this week. For sure. Okay.
You know what's a scary game? I know what a scary game is. I'll tell you later, though.
Okay. Yeah. Don't spoil our scary games.
It sounds like we're going to be going into like a. Kind of a dead period for a while too.
That's perfectly okay, man. We've been inundated
with all the stuff coming out in November. There's probably not much games coming out after all that, or games. Yeah. I mean,
okay, well,
poor Stealth. He'll be so upset that there's no news to talk about.
I know. Any homie discounts, Eric, or was this from last week? I think that was from last
just,
week.
Just from last week, it's a rollover. But you can also get Castlevania games on PSN on sale right now.
And is Corpse Party still on sale?
Yeah, that started this week, actually.
Special thanks to Eric, who bought me Corpse Party. So I really appreciate that.
I gave you a PSN card worth $10.
Yeah, and I bought Corpse Party Book of Shadows, which is so far it looks awesome. I'm not going to play the game.
On that...
What?
Yeah, you're breaking up, buddy. You're breaking up, Moria. Yeah.
Robot.
Yeah,
are you
robot.
Sure you have... want Breakman?
I have news.
Oh, what we're, news? We're... What's your news?
Everybody
run for lives.
The Humble Indie Bundle includes Shadowrun Returns and Amnesia, A Machine for Pigs.
Oh, cool. That's really cool. That's actually relevant to Halloween. Those are, I would consider both of those Halloween kind of horror type games. So good. Good looking out there.
I contribute.
You sound like Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah, exactly. I should be talking like that.
I have a belly. I'm breaking up.
Well, you were breaking up, but talking slower does not help the situation.
I figured, like, you might be able to piece the bits together.
Maybe. All right.
So are you an alien or a robot? Is this like Terminator, or is this like They Live?
Right.
Or just the Borg?
No. I'm going to go with yes. I am all three.
Yeah, there you go.
I am the drunk.
I've always freaked out with the Borg, man. Any race that can touch you and instantly start turning you into one of them, like, fuck.
Yeah, the Borg suck, dude. They're very scary. I talked about that on Dead Men Talking.
That's like Mr. Smith.
Yeah. The X-Men had something similar to that way before the Borg did.
Yeah, but the Borg did
it. The Warlock?
Yeah.
I forgot. There's actually one special thing me and Frank have to talk about this week.
Oh, what, the bet. What's the bet?
Stealth? No, basketball stuff.
What's the bet?
No, it's football. Basketball be mean.
Oh, we can talk about it after the show, but we definitely have to talk about it.
No. We got to do it. We got to get on the record. I don't want you weaseling it out of anything. So what's the bet?
Well, we could have the same bet as last year.
Okay, same bet. If the Broncos win, the Broncos play the Patriots this Sunday, which the Broncos are going to kick their ass again. Stealth has to, for the second year in a row, say that I'm the greatest human being of all time, and if the Patriots win, I have to say Stealth is the greatest human being of all time. So, that's the bet, right? We good?
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
So this is kind of like after you guys have sex.
Well, get out of here. No, if we had sex, he'd say I was the greatest human being.
You
like,
always
have
to make it creepy.
yes, I do.
I don't think he can help making it creepy. I mean,
okay.
Ever since all the restraining orders, you know.
The restraining orders. All right, let's go to. We're just gonna skip everything. We're not doing Stinkos. We're not doing Sweetos. What we are doing, though, Eric has a shit ton of reviews that he's gonna go through very quickly here, and then we're gonna go through our favorite horror video games. You know, whether it's survival horror or whatever the hell genre. And if you can throw in a movie in there. So, Eric, why don't we get started with... wait, Breakman, any Twitter questions before we move
there
on?
There wasn't a Twitter question, but there was a Twitter comment.
Okay.
I'm trying to find it. I wasn't expecting this because we weren't... maybe we should...
move on?
Yeah.
All right, Eric... What are your reviews? Let's get your reviews out of the way, man.
Okay, the first review is Gone Girl.
Okay. Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck and... I can't remember the woman. I'm bad with celebrities.
Yeah,
I don't
no worries.
Watch
we know.
Too many movies, especially adult movies.
That's right.
I'm with you on that. There are so many times like they're interviewing like a celebrity and they say the name. I don't know. I have no idea who that is. And they're talking about how big and famous.
Isn't it Hathaway? I can't remember.
Anne Hathaway, maybe. Yeah. Okay. So what are we doing with Gone Girl here?
Gone Girl. It's about Affleck's character's wife gone missing, and apparently things aren't as they seem. Without spoiling too much, but you. It's kind of predictable. I mean, you kind of guess what's going on here.
Mm-hmm. I've heard it's a movie about horrible people.
It is a movie about horrible people. Like, Ben Affleck's character and his wife are horrible people.
Hmm. Interesting. So, is it a thriller?
Only the real twist is just how horrible his wife actually is.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard, like, some people say it's kind of, you know, a misogynistic dream because it's like this stereotypical crazy psycho ex type scenario.
Alright.
You know, like really over the top.
Anyways, apparently it was based on a book, and I haven't read the book, so I don't know how it compares, but apparently the ending was changed. Mm. And the ending might have something to do with earlier scripts for the film and footage for the films that I saw for the trailers, where it made it look like they were planning a con so they could get money because they were running out. Mm-hmm. I guess she was going to pull out money for her life insurance policy. And then that's how they would pull off the con.
Hmm.
Make it look like she died or something.
Is it more of a thriller or what is it? Is it like a mystery?
It's more of a mystery.
Okay. So what are we giving Gone Girl here?
Gone Girl, it was worth saying. I'd say I'd give it an 8.
Ooh, very high praise, Eric. Wow. That's highly unusual of you to give movie like that a high score. So 8 out of 10.
Of course, Affleck is basically typecast as what he usually does in movies.
Oh, of course. I mean, I don't think he has much range. He's just a schmuck. Yeah, he doesn't have much range. That's why him as Batman, I just don't see it, but whatever. All right, next.
If you want to see people doing very, like, nasty things to each other, nasty people, just see very bad things.
I haven't seen
it. It kind of makes you want to watch that.
That movie, I remember that movie got torn apart by critics, but I was like, it's awful in all the, you know, in all the ways it intends to be awful, but it's very entertaining nonetheless.
Mm. Yes, I agree.
Very, very bad things. I'm going to have to watch that.
You've never seen that? Basically, it's like a bunch of people being absolutely horrible. An accidental murder sets off a chain of events where a bunch of friends end up killing each other in horrible, horrible ways.
Yeah, it's like it starts off with the accidental killing of a hooker.
Wow. Or, yeah.
And then it's like, oh, shit, what do we do now? We have to hide the body. It's like, no, we can't hide the body. Then it's like, you know, just it all builds and builds and builds. It's really, really, you know. The worst, it's like, imagine the Hangover where everything goes wrong. Mm. You know, it's like, sweet. Nothing happens to these people at all.
Yeah, it's a very dark comedy. It's like you said, it's so bad, it's kind of funny. Good.
Yeah.
It's so all bad, right. It's kind
of
good.
Eric, next review.
Book of Life, it was produced by Guillermo del Toro, but it was directed by, I'm looking at the wiki here. Mm. Just...
Was this movie that Book of Life?
Well, yes, it's in there. But anyways, the director is Jorge Gutierrez.
Yeah, he's a pretty good director from what I gather.
I have not seen any of his other films.
Hmm. Okay, so what kind of movie is Book of Life, Eric?
It's about, it starts off with a bunch of kids apparently going to a museum, and someone pulls them aside and brings them to a special Day of the Dead exhibit.
Ah, I know which movie you're talking about.
Then it was Ben Stiller.
No. Although I did see a preview for that Night in Museum film that's coming out.
Blar.
Number
what, there's another Night in Museum?
Yes. Yeah, there's going to be a third one.
I've not seen any of them.
They're terrible.
I like the first movie for what it was. You know, it was a cheesy family movie. Yeah. But
I'm not.
It's like, why would they make a sequel to it?
Anyways, she tells a story about the Book of Life, and it's a story between three kids who live somewhere in Mexico, and Channing Tatum does the one guy who plays Joaquin, and. Then there's Christina Applegate who does – is Christina Applegate the La Muerte or is it the girl? Whatever. But someone does Maria, and then there's Manolo who does – who's being done by Diego Luna.
Yeah. Anything
Christina
that
Applegate as
the girl, Christina Applegate does La Muerte and Zoe Saldana. Yes.
Saldana, yeah, from
does Maria.
Huh. Yeah,
but
now this is apropos of nothing really, but I know that Christina Applegate had like a radical mastectomy because of breast cancer. I don't know if it was a prophylactic one, but did she get? I mean, does she? You know. Is she flattered that she get implants?
This
is a CG movie.
Yeah, it's an animated.
Movie. Okay. I haven't kept up with movies at all.
Even if you get a mastectomy, you still don't always necessarily get rid of everything.
Yeah,
with hers was a radical mastectomy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Anyways, basically, like I said, there's a goddess named La Muerte and. Another guy named his name is Zabalba, and
XIBA.
Anyways, La Muerte is the god of the land of the remembered, which is basically heaven, I guess, because the land of the forgotten is basically hell. Because basically, that's where all the bad people go who are so bad that people don't want to remember them, so they just fade away to nothingness.
Mm.
Is it CG or?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a cartoony.
Anyways, Zabal was voiced by Ron Perlman. He does a good job.
Yeah, Ron Perlman does a good job in almost anything he does.
I was going to say, Ron
Perlman's like... They make a wager as to who between the two boys will fall in love with Maria. And he cheats, obviously, and he ends up in the land of the remembered, and he needs to get back because the town's going to be raided by bandits, and that's all I can say about the plot without ruining everything.
Okay, so what are you giving Book of Life, Eric?
I'm going to give Book of Life an 8.5. The only thing I didn't really like about the film is that it insisted on doing renditions of songs from like 10 years ago.
Is it a musical?
No, they'd have the main character of Manolo wanna do these songs, and he'd sing these songs, but they were actual songs that were made 10 years ago, and that's how you get around doing copyright.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So what are you giving it, Eric? I didn't hear if you gave it a score.
What did I cut out?
Yeah, you must have cut out.
Yeah.
What'd you give it?
8.5.
8.5? Really? Cool. Right on. Good. Yeah, I'm interested in that movie. Guillermo del Toro, anything he's attached to usually is really good. So if you guys haven't checked out
Pan's... Just the money to do the movie.
a good kind of chilling, scary movie, I would say. Check out Devil's Backbone. And that's Guillermo del Toro. I think it's great.
Also, Ice Cube does the Candlemaker, who has the Book of Life.
Ah.
Oh, I'd just like to say, you know, Branch and Blade 2 in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
And that movie is like, I didn't like the original Blade. I really liked Blade 2. But I will always remember one of the best things I've – like the
I thought the story of Blade 2 was kind of dumb, but everything else about it was great.
Oh, yeah. But the best movie review, this one line, like the best one-line movie review I've ever heard was about Blade 2. It was some random guy online that this movie kicks ass with a boot made of burning meat.
Yeah, Guillermo del Toro directed the second one, which is far better than the first. I liked the first okay, but the second one was way better.
Like if with the first one, it felt like they wasted the entire budget on the big splashy intro sequence.
It was okay. I thought
Terminator 2.
Okay. All right. Next review, Eric. You got a few to go.
Yeah, the next one's Professor Layton versus Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney.
All right.
This is a game now, I assume we're talking about.
It's game.
A
game.
And this game, it was all right, but it wasn't nearly as good as either of the two franchises they're attached to. But I did like the Wright sections more, just because I felt like the Capcom had a stronger influence in the creation of this game than Level 5 did.
That sucks.
Which is why
who was the actual developer?
Which is why Level 5 was the developer, but they did co-develop the game. But that's probably why there's more Phoenix Wright cases and there's only like 65 puzzles in the game.
The
puzzles are mostly...
I've not played either series.
I love both series. I played them all.
I like Phoenix Wright.
The story's pretty shallow. It's about how they have to prove someone's not someone that's like supposed to be some great witch. And they all reveal it's all smoke and mirrors, just like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah,
and every other play Professor Layton game.
Well, I have no problem with that particular theme just because, you know, I'm
no,
a skeptic.
No, but it's just that it's not done well. That's all.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what are we giving Professor Layton versus Phoenix Wright?
I'd have to give it a 7. I mean, it's not bad. It's just disappointing.
Well, why don't you give it an average?
It was more than it was.
Give it an average score. Give it a 5 or a 6, Eric. I mean, don't be afraid.
I didn't hate it. Yeah. It's just not worth holding on to and not worth buying at the full price.
Yeah.
Don't go game spotting out on this,
man. Even though they made it $30, it's probably only worth $20 or less.
That sucks.
So wait for a discount is basically your review.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to the last review that you got, Eric.
Actually, it's two movies because I forgot I didn't do Equestria Girls before. But My Little Pony Equestria Girls... this movie was when it was released, it was set up around the time that it was supposed to be a nice gap in between seasons 3 and 4. And it has Twilight being sucked into another world because some evil bitch bunny decided to kick her in there. and steal her crown.
I don't think bitch and pony are words that go together.
I haven't seen any of the new pony stuff.
You know, so. Mare is the word you're looking for, not bitch.
Yeah, right. But you know what he's saying, Mike.
Well, in regards to nomenclature and what people usually associate the word bitch with nowadays.
I know, I'm just giving you a hard time.
Anyways,
quit being an asshole, Mug.
She gets stuck in the human world, and she's obviously not used to a human body, and her companion Spike, who's a dragon, turned into a dog. But he can still talk for some reason, because I guess they need to. But, anyways, she has to get back this crown that she stole from him before she got kicked into the world. And because the crown has lots of magic power, and the magic power goes so out of control near the end of the movie that she turns into a gigantic demon. I'm talking about the girl who stole it, whose name is Sunset Shimmer. And all the ponies are there in this world because it's basically like a parallel world, but they're all humans. And apparently people who are evil get banished there. It's like being human so mundane that that's a punishment that they get. Well, but anyways, yeah, she obviously saves the day because it's My Little Pony. What are you gonna do? I thought it was a fairly decent movie, and they all have their magical girl sequence at the end. And I think that's one reason a lot of people like the show. A lot of people that aren't kids, anyway.
But, I don't know if I could ever get drunk enough to sit through that.
Other than the fact that it's cute and they like things moe and stuff, but whatever.
I've seen like an episode or two of My Little Pony, and I was like, okay. I mean, I get that, you know, it's kind of like me with the Mario games. I don't like them myself, but I can see why people like them.
Okay, let me say this.
Well, you don't like Mario because you don't have a soul. Right.
No one has a soul.
Well, let me say this. You're still an asshole, Mug, especially for not liking the Mario games because they're.
It means you don't have passion.
Right.
Yeah. If I stop being an asshole, I will drown like a shark swimming.
You have no funk, man. You don't know the funk.
All right, here's the deal.
I got out of the bathroom before I got on the show. I've got plenty of the funk.
Gross. You're nasty, Mike.
Anyways, as for the score for this movie, I'd give it a 7.5.
Wow.
And Equestria Girls Rainbow Rocks basically has Sunshit Shimmer and the rest of the girls being.
Sunshit Shimmer?
Sunset Shimmer.
Yeah, he said Sunset.
Oh, God.
Oh, all right.
So much better. I was in when that was the first name.
Look.
Sunset.
I'm suddenly a brony.
Oh, no, suddenly like Sunshit Simmer. Oh, tell me more.
I gotta give Eric a little bit of shit here, okay? First of all, and some props. Props for reviewing something My Little Pony. I mean, that's actually, I mean, it takes a lot of guts.
Give a shit.
Right, I'm giving you props, Harry. That being said, this is the first time in RP Grinder history I think we've ever reviewed anything My Little Pony. So we are officially bronies.
Seriously.
We are officially bronies, so just let everybody out there.
People I've watched it before on the show, I don't care.
Just fucking with you, Harry.
Fighting game, my Little Pony fighting game.
Shut down My Little Braun.
Are you grouchy, Eric? I'm just giving you shit, man. Come on. All right. So what do we give the movie?
I'm not done talking about the movie yet because you interrupted me.
All right.
Anyways, Sunset Shimmer and the rest of the girls are back in their world, and excuse me. Anyways, they're wondering where Twilight is because she's back in her own world, and obviously something else happens because apparently three other girls are trapped in this human world who are evil too, and they want to use magic power because apparently for some reason once they defeated Sunset Shimmer in the last movie, they left behind traces of magic, and they're trying to capitalize on that to get power back and do nasty things. But anyways, it involves them trying to come up with a battle of the bands type of deal because I guess they derive their power from song. but basically, Fraggles. What?
Like Fraggles.
Yeah. Anyways, it ends with them not being able to take place in the contest because they get locked in there because of someone's sabotaging. But they eventually bust out and win. But it's not as good as a plot, but it does have implications for the rest of the series. Like they could potentially do an actual TV show based on this concept, because that's what the original petition for Equestria Girls was supposed to be in to begin with. They decided just to make them films, but there's going to be at least a third film, if not a TV series, from this, because you get to see the human world equivalent of Twilight there, because everybody has a duplicate, and they were like making jokes about, well, like, it'd be weird if you all guys followed me in there with me, because then we'd run into each other. So that'll be a plot of contention for the third film.
Breakman changed his name to Sunset Shitterman. And then Dungeon Buster said, that sounds like a menu item gone horribly wrong.
Blame my dyslexia and undergoing weird...
dyslexia. I am from the land of dyslexia.
And my own funk that I'm going through with my allergies.
Yeah. Hey, let us know if you can hear us in chat.
Actually, in all seriousness, Eric, like, when your allergies act up, do you get like stuffed up, congested?
And welcome to Sometime. Health Hour on NARP Grinders.
Otherwise, it's sneezing fits.
Yeah. Check out. Ask your doctor about Flonase. Because I've had allergies since I've been in this. I live in a trailer right now.
Either that, or ask your local herker about
shut up. No, I'm serious. Like, I was so stuffed up. I mean, I was living on friggin' like Afrin, like the nasal spray and stuff. Mm-hmm. And even that barely like did maybe 20% of the good. I was on Flonase for 3 weeks, and I could breathe again. I was like, that shit is fucking magic. And next year it's going OTC. My
throat's gagging because of all the buildup.
Check into it, man. Maybe it'll help.
Anyways, I give this movie a 7. It's not as good.
Well, that's still a really, really good score. I mean, that's not a bad score at all. Like I said, 5 is average, so that's a well above average. So there you go.
I watched a movie recently I would not give that high a score to.
Ooh, what?
What movie?
It's called Stage Fright.
Ooh, yeah.
It's a horror movie. But it's imagine Scream meets the Phantom of the Opera meets Glee.
Oh boy.
I mean, it's an idea that sounds
amazing. That's that shitty one with Meatloaf, isn't it?
Yes.
Wait, High School Musical.
Oh, it's so bad.
It is bad. It's like there are good parts to it. And it's like, I want to like this more than I do.
Yeah.
I like Meatloaf, but I don't think he's ever been in a good movie.
Yeah. But, hey, man, he was in Blood Rain. You take that shit back.
Blood Rain.
I never saw Blood Rain.
All right, let's move on here.
Lucan's tits are the only reason to watch that movie. I'm not being sexist when I say that. It's just a simple fact.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to move on here. Stealth, are you back?
I'm here.
Meatloaf! All right.
Wait, what? Meatloaf? Yeah! What was that?
I'm sorry, I was just told Meatloaf was in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, he was. He was. Tell your wife there, Breakman, she's very astute. Yes, he was.
They're not married yet.
Oh, well, your fiancé, I'm sorry. Your girlfriend, fiancé.
This is Breakman, that's all you need to say.
Yeah, there you go, Mrs. Breakman.
The Mrs.
All right. Yes. Stealth. What is your – give us one or two or a few of your favorite horror video games. Horror, not horror. Horror.
I really don't play that many, but Resident Evil 4 is probably the one that I remember the most.
It's great. It's a great, great game. No question about it. What about a horror movie, Stealth? Any horror movies that you really enjoy?
Not really. I don't watch horror movies.
Me neither.
Really? But you don't have one that...
I mean, I watch them occasionally, but not enough to call myself a fan of the genre.
Yeah, I don't like it. I can't even think of one that I actually like.
Are you serious? You gotta be fucking shitting me, man. You guys are... This is fucking Halloween, really?
Maximum Overdrive.
This is where Frank and I unite against Eric.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. So none from Stealth.
I'd say
Eric,
a Demon Knight or Maximum Overdrive, just because Maximum Overdrive's cheesy as hell.
Oh, God, Demon Knight's, I haven't seen that movie forever.
Those are fun movies.
Yeah, Demon Knight's great. That's a great choice.
Billy, that was actually the first time I ever saw Billy Zane.
Kind of considered a horror movie.
Which one?
What's that?
Trouble in Little China.
No.
That's a good movie.
It's a good movie, but it's got horror.
Yeah, Demon Knight, the time I ever saw Billy Zane, and I'm like, I love that guy.
Yeah, Billy Zane's great. Okay, Eric, your favorite horror games. You mentioned your movies, so how about
would horror also fall under horrible?
You can make the argument, Eric. Let's hear your argument.
Your argument. But
I just wanted to make it funny, and I haven't forgot.
What? Battletoads?
No, not
Superman 64.
Yeah, Superman 64 is scary.
An E.T.
E.T. is not as bad as Superman 64.
Pretty bad. Pretty damn bad, man.
E.T. was actually a beatable game.
Oh, yeah, I gosh. Could. I used to be able to play through E.T. like multiple times, so like I got good at it.
Like E.T. gets a lot of shit, but unlike most Atari games, there was actually an ending to it. Beginning and an ending.
I was thinking of something else, but I think for a scary game, I'd go with Clock Tower 2.
Ooh, good one. Dungeon Buster says Pork Chop Express.
By Clock Tower 2, I mean not what the U.S. got. I meant the first Clock Tower game that the U.S. got, because there was an SNES game, and we got the second game.
Yeah, you mean the PS2 one, right?
I thought it was on PS1.
It was a PS1 game.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Clock Tower 3.
Clock Tower 3 is like, but I remember, I said, where are you? That was Clock Tower 3.
Dungeon Buster says Firefighter was way worse than E.T. Dungeon Buster, I spent many hours playing that.
I don't know why, but for whatever reason, Clock Tower Ghost Head was called Clock Tower 2 in the U.S. That was the one where you had a split personality who was named Mr. Bates.
Well, I mean, it's the same reason Final Fantasy II was named, or rather, Final Fantasy IV was Final Fantasy II in the U.S., just because the intervening games, you know, never came out. So it was the first introduction of it. It's like, you know, Corpse Party was the actual original release title of that, was Corpse Party.
That's why I didn't have to change anything with
Corpse Party Blood Covered Repeated Fear was the actual name of the PSP release in Japan, because it was a remake of a remake. It was a port of a. It was an enhanced port of a remake,
with better art assets.
Oh my God, yes, and redone voices. But anyway, let's continue.
Yeah.
Apparently, the redone voices will show up in the PC Steam version, though.
Awesome. Yeah, that man. You would not believe. I've had some insight into just how much trouble they've had in getting that game to run on, like, you know, on modern PCs. Because of the way it was originally coded, and I think we've sung Sarah Lean's praises before, but yeah, Sarah J. Lean, L-E-E-N on Twitter. You should follow her because she's awesome, and she is like the saving grace. She's the reason we make widescreen games on PC on Steam.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Eric, any other games of note? Horror games, some of your favorites?
Would Symphony in the Night count?
Yes, absolutely.
So. Yeah.
Course.
Oh, we'll add that to my list too.
Okay, hold on. I'll get to you. Break. Let's go to.
I know. I'm just before you get to me. That's already on my list.
Let's.
So I don't have to talk about it.
Let's go to Moria. Moria, let's do your, because your audio is really breaking up, dude. Let's get to you.
Games or movies first?
Let's do movies.
Movies. I have so many.
I will try to narrow
it down.
Yeah.
Oh God, the original Alien is classic sci-fi horror, probably the classic sci-fi horror.
I've only ever seen the end of that.
Oh, dude, you got to watch that movie. It's
great. You should watch the original. I love my cheesy 80s horror. Night of the Creeps.
Ooh, good one.
It's a good
movie. I should rent Isolation this weekend, but
I have not seen that.
It's a game.
Alien Isolation. Okay, I see what you're saying. But a more recent film that's really good, really creepy, is called The Children. It's a UK horror movie about some infection that makes kids, that makes like, children specifically, go crazy. Like, you know, like it's like what Children of the Corn was trying to be, like making kids creepy.
And Village of the Damned.
Yeah, that was good. But yeah, and there's so many. Like, I'm spoiled for choice. So like titles are like just not springing to mind. You have that situation.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I've been following horror movies and stuff since I was like 8 years old.
Oh yeah. I mean, come on.
So that's 32 years.
So what else we got? Anything off the top of your head, Mug? Or
Ravenous.
Ravenous, you mentioned
Ravenous
that.
Is an amazing movie. Does not get nearly the credit it deserves.
It's okay. It's not great, in my opinion.
What's everybody think of that Horns movie coming out with Daniel Radcliffe?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm interested.
I haven't seen it. But for horror games, my eternal favorite, because it was the first, and it's like I always be, you know, emotionally attached to it because it was the first game that was just like, okay, wow. Okay, survival horror is a thing that can work for me. Mm-hmm. It was the original Silent Hill.
Ooh, good one.
Like
one. Yep.
You know, like a lot of people are like, "Oh, Silent Hill 2 is great." Silent Hill 2 is great in a lot of ways, but it does not measure up in terms of just utterly terrifying me like the original Silent Hill did.
No question. That's a great one. Great one.
But I would actually endeavor. I would just add all the Metroidvania games, like the actual Castlevania, Metroidvania style games, like on the DS and the GBA and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some of them are better than others, but they're all well worth playing. Aside from that, I would also Wake.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Alan Wake. Did you just say Alan Wake?
Alan Wake.
That is one of the scariest games I think I've ever played in my life. That
you
is
like, scary.
Scary,
I didn't find it all that scary,
horror.
But I love
great.
Love the characters, I love the story, atmosphere. The visuals are still hold up really, really well.
The atmosphere alone makes that game scary, dude.
Yeah.
That's a great choice.
And I love Remedy. And it's actually because
the only thing I didn't like about the game was the gameplay got a little stale.
It does get a little repetitive. I admit. But like because of Remedy, you know, they made the Max Payne games. But in Max Payne 2, they had that song "Late Goodbye" by Poets of the Fall. This Finnish rock is actually now one of my favorite bands. They've got all their albums. They got their sixth one just came out like a couple weeks ago, and it's like their game Quantum Break is an Xbox One exclusive, and that game is the only reason I actually like. I would kind of like an Xbox One, but only for that game. So I can't justify spending $400 for $460 on a single game. Those days are well past me. I don't have a Neo Geo cart system anymore. Yeah.
So what else we got, Mug? Anything else?
Hey, Frank, you skipped out on a review of Annabelle.
I did. I'll do it real quick. I'm gonna go around the horn here first. Mug, any others?
Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, good movie. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. More like psychological than straight up horror, but
that's a big time horror movie, no question, man. It's a great movie.
It's actually one of the very few horror movies to get an Oscar. I don't know if it got an Oscar, but it won. And speaking of that, horror movies that got Oscar nods, Misery.
Misery's a good one too. That's a great one. And by the way, Silence of the Lambs swept the Oscars the year that
did it. Okay, because I knew it was nominated for all kinds of stuff. Yeah. I wasn't sure if it got them.
Yep, swept the Oscars. I actually thought it the best picture that year should have went to Beauty and the Beast, but that's just my personal opinion. All right,
they separate that out though.
No, not back then. Beauty and the Beast was nominated for best picture.
I thought that they did. I didn't know that. No, I thought they kept animated stuff separate.
Yeah, no, they did, but sometimes they move an exceptional movie into the. Yeah, you can look it up. They were nominated for best picture.
I think Silence of the Lambs. I enjoyed Silence of the Lambs more, but. I can't really agree with what you're saying because Beauty and the Beast is a fantastic movie.
It's a great movie. It's absolutely great. Okay. Breakman, your favorite horror video games.
Okay. I'd say the first horror game that I absolutely really loved was the original Resident Evil.
Oh, good choice.
I love that. Hey, what
Resident Evil 4 to mine.
Now, what really hooked me was the first time a friend was shown to me, and this is what made me go get a PlayStation. I was in college at the time, so I had a job. I could buy it myself.
No.
Mm-hmm. I had a job, and I could buy it myself, and I'm sorry, I hit the mute button by accident.
That's right. That's right.
So I went out and got it for the game, because the first time I'm playing it, he was showing me like how cool – kind of the 3D was, and he's walking down this hallway, and all of a sudden these fucking dogs jump through a window, and I was like, holy shit! Yes. That was badass. And I gotta say, the remake, they just did a lot better job with it, even. The remake was really good. Yeah. The GameCube remake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about scares. I mean, you know they're coming.
So what?
Well, yeah, I mean, now, but back then...
Well, the thing is people give jump scares a lot of flack, but Alfred Hitchcock was always at him. It depends on how they're executed. Alfred Hitchcock's thing was that you should give the audience enough information to know that there's something going, you know, something's going to happen, but not when it's going to happen. Like there was because I remember there was a scene or something like where there's someone walks into this meeting room with a bunch of people and there's a bomb in a briefcase, and the audience knows that that briefcase has a bomb in it, and you let the tension build, and he said that, you know, if you didn't let the audience know that the bomb was in the briefcase, then, you know, everyone would have been startled and surprised and everything, but they wouldn't have been that, you know, there would never have been the scare, because the jump scare isn't just about the self, it's about the anticipation.
Yeah. I don't have any problems with jump scares. All right, break.
I know a character that's scary in a video game.
Well, who?
Firearms from Resident Evil 2.
Which one?
He's so clearly lying to you about what transpired. Like, he said he failed to protect the mayor's daughter, but he obviously shot her, and he did it because he's a psycho.
I remember one thing from Resident Evil 2.
Not because she got bit by a zombie. He was trying to pass it off as that's what happened, though.
Yeah, I mostly remember one thing from Resident Evil 2.
And then you go down to the basement, and he has all this taxidermy shit.
Hmm. So, yeah. That was creepy, but okay. No, it was a... Who are you?
All right, guys.
What are you doing here?
Let's get back on track here. Breakman.
He kind of looks like Mike Hager, too.
Yeah.
And the mayor looks like Jessica.
All right, Breakman. Let's let Breakman continue.
Yeah, I know. We got to get going. I got to get off here. As a whole, I love the Castlevania series. That's kind of in the occult type realm. But my all-time favorite horror game, and I don't really call Castlevania's horror games, but my all-time favorite horror game is The Suffering.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I love The Suffering.
Good game, man. That's a great
one.
That's
what you give me all the time.
That was you know, that was true action horror.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it did a good job of balancing out, you know, like the, yes, I have guns and I can kill these things, but if I'm not, you know, I have to be really freaking careful because they'll still come up behind me when I'm not looking and they'll still, you know.
One of the creepiest things for me in Symphony of the Night is when you go to the chapel and you go into the confessional. Mm-hmm. It's just like a 5-note song that plays over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just really creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, but I remember actually, you know,
and
what?
Then, and then if you sit in one of the confessionals, sometimes a priest or a confessor will come.
Yeah, the black priest.
And then they'll spear you. Or
yeah, the black priest, the blue one will actually say, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and cross himself and everything.
Now, right.
He's supposed to say that, but he doesn't usually.
Okay.
It depends on the version. I
think in the Japanese version, if you did it, he'd say it in English. Yeah. But
all right, guys, we got to get on track here. Let's let Breakman do his favorite scary movies too.
I know it's not a scary movie, but as far as like a cheesy horror movie, I love Tremors.
Oh, that's good. No, that's
I fucking love that movie. Like, that's one of my like cult favorite movies.
Yeah.
No. I've actually never seen it.
Rednecks.
It's basically Kevin Bacon and Fred Ward being kind of redneckish, fighting underground worms that cannibalized people.
Yeah.
I can recommend
a low budget, like a recent low budget horror movie to you guys.
Sure.
Check out Splinter.
Oh, wait. Okay, is that the one with the monster?
Not really a monster, more like an infection where these splinters start growing. Like it kind of makes the pseudo zombies out of a few people.
Yeah, no, that's dude. That movie's
revolving
great.
Around a gas station.
Yep,
people trapped in the gas.
Yep,
station. That's a really, really
love movie. That movie. Love that movie. If you can find it, watch it immediately. It's a great movie. It's got the guy from MTV on it. He used to be like a MTV VJ or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, I checked that out and I was like, wow, I'm actually surprised at how good this is.
Yeah. Okay, here's I'll give you a quick...
I kind of feel the same way about Shaun of the Dead as a zombie movie.
I don't think it's a zombie movie. That movie is...
I love Shaun of the Dead. I think it's like it's surprisingly good.
Yeah, Shaun of the Dead is definitely a zombie movie. No. I wouldn't classify Splinter as one. It's a monster movie that happens to have some zombie-ish creatures in it.
Yeah, Shaun of the Dead zombie movie, but I don't put it in my top zombie movies of all time because it's so much more than that.
I got a couple more in interest of time.
Go for it.
Yeah, also pretty much anything with Stephen King, by Stephen King.
Okay, that's fair.
And the TV show Tales from the Crypt, except for the last season, which sucked. But Tales from the Crypt was such a fucking great show.
It's great. It was great, but Tales from the Dark Side was better. Tales from the Dark Side was great too, man.
Never Twilight saw. Oh, no, I loved. I just loved the trip.
And I never saw Tales from the Hood either.
That's a good movie. God. I like that movie. That movie's pretty good. What you call it? Twilight Zone. We're forgetting Twilight Zone. That's a great one too. Okay, here's my quick rundown. My favorite horror video games: Resident Evil Remake on the GameCube, which Breakman mentioned. Silent Hill 2. I thought was really great. I like Silent Hill 1, but I really like Silent Hill 2. Fatal Frame series. And I know it's newer and I don't give a shit, but Dead Space, the Dead Space series has given me the chills. It's
played
horrible.
I played through most of Dead Space 2.
Love it.
And I really, up until you start getting chased by the stupid unkillable enemy. It's like,
I fought that
a few times and I was like, you know what? This game is no longer fun.
No, you get past that, Moria, and it's fine. That once you get past that, you're good to go. That it adds to it. It's great.
I mean, I've watched the end of it and everything. I mean, there's not much game after that.
Oh, you can kill the enemies; they just don't stay dead.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, either way, it's the same thing, and it's just like to me, enemies is one of those things that is a major game design no-no.
No, it's not. They do it tactfully in Dead Space. It's not unreasonable for them to do that.
No,
but
it's bullshit, Frank. Because the areas that they give you to move around in those parts are retardedly small.
It's supposed to be. That's how they designed
it. But that makes it hard to do anything.
Yes. Well, I think
the thing the point
yeah,
I would
so you're
argue
gonna have though, a die, so you're gonna have to die 50 billion times just to get through a section.
Maybe.
No. Well, that's the thing. The point I would argue though, as far as Dead Space 2 was, it was an extremely well crafted game. I had a lot of fun with it up to that point, but the thing was, it was like this sudden extreme difficulty that to a point where it's like, you know, I'm playing this to have fun, not to be stressed out.
If they acclimated it, it would have been not
yeah,
so bad.
And it's like if they had ramped it up a little more gradually or given me a little bit more of a hint like that something like this might happen, then maybe it wouldn't have felt like – it wouldn't have felt so
even
jarring.
Before that section,
we don't have time
section,
to debate Dead Space.
I don't know if this is a bug of the game or not, but I kept killing these enemies and they kept respawning.
Yeah, that's a bug, dude.
They weren't supposed to respawn, I don't think.
Yeah.
At
some point, I couldn't get through the door, too. So.
Yeah. Frank, I don't want to take anything away from you. Say, like you enjoyed it. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I can see why you would, but for me, that was.
Dude,
that was
game killer. That is such a minor inconvenience in that game, Moria. Like, you really should revisit it, dude. It's great, man. That game is so good. The only thing that I didn't like, I think it was in the first one, they had this asteroid sequence where you had to shoot these fucking asteroids. That was annoying.
I don't know why everybody talks about that part. I got through that the first time, and everybody tells me it's like so hard and stuff.
Oh,
it is
dude.
I don't understand. If I can get through it, it's not hard.
Dude, you got extremely lucky, Break, because I'm telling you, dude, I spent all day one day trying to get
lucky.
Past it.
It wasn't hard. I think you guys are making it hard.
No. No, it was hard.
The third Dead Space,
Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I'm not seeing what – I mean, other than like, okay, the DLC shit was obnoxious. But other than that, I'm not seeing what people hated.
No, I like Dead Space 3. Like Dungeon
I
Buster
saw
sent –
to play Dead Space 3.
But I mean, no, it's good. You know, I mean, a lot of people just savaged that game. And I'm like, I'm not seeing why.
Yeah. Okay, let me get through some more here. I think I mentioned Resident Evil. As far as ones I've seen online, like Five Nights at Freddy's, I've watched my son play that. That game is completely creepy. If you haven't had a chance to check that out, check it out. It's scary.
We should mention
Pete. Let's see, some other ones. I mentioned Resident Evil. Okay, I got all – okay, horror movies, I could go on and on and on, but The Exorcist is still great, even though I don't believe in religious stuff. That movie is well-crafted goodness.
Yes.
Let's see, what else? I like the Nightmare on Elm Street series. I like Friday the 13th. One of my favorite all-time movies is Night of the Living Dead and Dawn of the Dead, that Dead trilogy, Day of the Dead.
The remake of Night of the Living Dead is actually really good.
I thought it was okay. That's Tom Savini redoes it.
Mostly, it's actually mostly directed by George Romero.
Okay.
I thought they recharacterized Barbara.
Yeah.
Where she was more of an active participant and not just this, a near catatonic,
Yeah, they really fucked up the ending in that one, though, in my opinion.
Really?
Let's see.
I thought they did a really good job with it.
Nah, they should have stuck with the main theme, man. It just didn't resonate with me as well as the first.
Fair enough.
Let's see. There's so many great movies. Real quick review. Somebody mentioned, I think it was Eric, mentioned if anybody's seen Annabelle. Wifix and I saw Annabelle today, and it probably was one of the worst horror movies I've ever seen.
Oh, you want to know the worst horror movie I have ever friggin' seen? And I've seen a lot.
What's that?
Texas Chainsaw. Not Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay, I was going to say.
Texas Chainsaw.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty bad.
It was like a modern-day direct sequel to the original. Never mind Massacre 2 or 3.
The beginning of that movie was great, and everything else was junk. I agree.
Yeah, that was like – the only thing I was just like – the main actress is like just strikingly gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Like just raven black hair, these like ice blue eyes. I mean she's like just – stunning, but it's like that is the only pleasant thing about it. Everything else is just painfully stupid.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Pretty bad.
I mean, I watched it on Netflix, and I still felt like I got someone had taken money.
All right, guys, I think that's gonna wrap it up. But there's so many horror movies and horror video games. Amnesia, I think Dungeon Buster mentioned that in chat. Amnesia is a great video game.
Play that damn game.
Oh, it's scary, isn't it? It's like jarring. Did I mention Fatal Frame series?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Fatal Frame. Before we go, I have to share about the game.
Okay.
A friend of mine and I, who's never owned a game console, I showed him this. He was a big fan of horror stuff. He liked the Silent Hill stuff that he'd seen. And I was like, okay, check this out. Here's a game. I rented the original Fatal Frame. I never played through, but I put off a little bit by the bad, really bad dubbing in the original playthrough Fatal Frame. But it's still really friggin' creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But so he was playing through the game, and you know how there's this one of the, I remember one of the lines was rope. Like one of the things that the ghosts would say to you, it's like something, and I guess it had something to do with hanging, maybe,
because
it's been a long time since I don't remember. But hear this shit at random, and I had a surround sound system that had like, and I would do Dolby Pro Logic 2, which would kind of fake surround sound for stuff that was stereo. So, and layout of my apartment at the time, it's like I went to the, so I was like, okay, it's like you play, I've got to go to the bathroom, I'll be right back. So he comes out. And so I could go through my my kitchen, and I could be on either side of the living room where he was playing. I stood in the background because it was the only light in the apartment was coming from the television, so he couldn't see shit. So do you see this? There's a rope, and I was just like, just basically start quoting lines from the game at him from the shadows, and he was like, "Ever you out there?"
Yeah.
don't fuck with me.
Yeah, that's like, good but shit.
I can do fairly decent impressions and stuff when I'm really looking at it. And so, and I was having a shitload of fun just screwing with them with that game. Mm. But I just felt that that was worth sharing.
Yeah, no, that's a good kind of Halloween story. That's great, Maury. I wish we had more time to talk about actual real life, like scary experiences, but we don't. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Moria, give us your plug, sir.
I will go ahead and plug my Twitter account, which is at Moria Mug, MORIYAMUG. And I'll say it again. I mentioned it here. Go check out The Children. It's a 2008 horror movie. Came out, it was released in the US on, like, I think it was what, like Boast House Pictures. Check it out on your Blu-ray if you can find it or download it or whatever. It's a really, really good movie.
Yeah. Okay. Eric.
Plugs?
Yes.
GameTactics.com and TotallyGN.com. A couple of my reviews went up there for the week. Let's see. I put up Iron Fistical got put up today, and then earlier the week on Monday on my review for Bayonetta 2. And then there's Shantae and the Pirate's Curse that's on TotallyGN. And that's it so far.
All right. Stealth?
Still need to get the other ones done or written up.
Stealth. Yep, your plug, sir.
You can follow me at Stealth, 3 underscores. I'm not doing any other podcasts this week or next week.
Oh, okay. Not even this one?
I'm doing this one.
Okay, cool. I was like, damn, man. Tell us how you really this one. Cool stuff. All right. Breakman.
At Break_man, at RP Grinders. Happy Halloween.
Cool. Check out my other show, Wherewithal with Whiffix. We did an awesome Halloween show, an extended Wherewithal. Make sure you guys check that out because I thought we did a really bang up job. We talked about a lot of really cool Halloween stuff. So thank you to the Chatters Gripper, Jack Burden, man, Shadow, MXT, Tiger Claw, Dungeon Buster, Gripper, I think I already mentioned.
And Wayland, who was in here.
And Wayland, who was in there. Yes. Thank you guys so much. I'd lost my other cohorts there, but thank you guys so much. Stay safe this weekend, especially tonight. Have a great, great Halloween. We really appreciate you guys listening. Stay safe. We want to see you here back next week. We are out. Thank you guys in chat. Really appreciate it.